Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Here we are at the start of the sixth week of the 66th session of the Montana Legislature, and things are about to get interesting. We only have 3 weeks to go until the transmittal break. That's the midpoint in the legislative session where all general bills that began in one house had to have completed their hearings, been passed out of committee, passed a floor vote, and then been transmitted to the other house or they die. Legislators with bills stuck in the drafting process are beginning to get nervous. That said, this week looks like a light one for our government affairs team. Tomorrow, we hear House Bill 375, a bill to establish incarceration standards for pregnant women in prison. On Wednesday, we have a big hearing on a bill that flew under the radar. As we've told you before, it's fairly hard to hide major changes in law because our process is just too transparent. There are too many hearings, too many public interest groups with too many microscopes, and all bills are limited to just one subject, with the major points being spelled out in the bill's title. There are times, however, when small changes with huge ramifications can be buried in large sweeping bills, such as the case with Senate Bill 225. The bill title seems innocuous. Generally revised probate laws seems harmless enough, even borderline boring, but buried in its 87 pages of probate law are some very alarming paragraphs that seek to change the nature of parent-child relationships, change the definition of a parent, and change the definition of a child. Suffice to say, as soon as we read the language, we arranged a meeting with the bill's sponsor, who himself was unaware of the changes. We're currently working to amend the bill, but if we're unsuccessful, then we'll change tactics and kill the bill before it can do any harm. What should have been a fairly boring hearing on Wednesday has suddenly taken on a whole new sense of urgency, and we'll keep you posted on the outcome. Thursday will probably be our busiest day with four bills set for hearings. House Bill 307 seeks to amend election law and may force groups like the Montana Family Foundation to disclose more information about our donors than is required by the IRS or state or federal law. We're watching this bill closely to make sure that it's not another power grab by the Commissioner of Political Practices. The final three bills all deal with Child Protective Services and will be heard by the House Judiciary Committee. They are House Bills 408, 409, and 410, all sponsored by Representative Dennis Lenz of Billings. All would up the standards and provide stricter guidelines for when a child can be removed from a home. Ever since I was in the legislature 20 years ago, we've heard horror stories of overzealous Child Protective Service employees removing children from their homes for petty reasons or based on unsubstantiated rumors, often from someone with an axe to grind. Everyone wants to see children safe and protected, and Representative Lenz feels that more explicit guidelines would protect everyone involved. It's a delicate balance trying to secure the rights of children and parents in an era of sexual abuse, physical abuse, and drug abuse. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.